worked hard for 16 games. We didn't play great today, but you got to give Virginia credit. You know, Eddie, from coaching, you hate that situation where all of a sudden something happens like with Vandenberg. And I knew they'd come out firing today, and they did a great job. You have to give Virginia a lot of credit.
What did you tell your team when you found out Landisburg was not going to play? Any adjustments? What kind of mindset did you think your team was in when you told them that?
I told them they might go inside more because their inside people were playing better as the season went on. And without Landisburg, that's a big-time scoring threat. So you can't change anything 12 minutes before the game. You have to really be aggressive on defense, and we weren't. We didn't play aggressively like we usually do.
You lost two early in Maui. Your team has come along and has had a terrific season. Did you see it early? Did you realize Jordan Williams was going to give you as much as he has as a young freshman with a veteran team coming back?
His big game was against Villanova, even though we lost early December. He had a double-double, and from there on, I thought he could do it. He struggled today, but this is all new to him today, trying to win a game to win, tie for a championship, and I think he learned a lot from today. The great thing about him is he does learn. Like every situation he goes into, he seems to benefit from.
Gary, congratulations.
Thanks, Daddy.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
At least a share of the championship in the Atlantic
Coast
Conference.
Thanks,
Daddy. And now back to Tim.
All right, Eddie, thank you very much. Congratulations to Gary Williams on that championship, his first regular season championship since the 2002 season. That was Juan Dixon in the group that went on to win the national championship. Greatest basketball today, 23.7.